Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy Thursday to our listening audience. I'm Veronica McMillan, your host for Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. My co-host Francine Humphrey is not here tonight. Francine Humphrey is the founder of Issues Concerning Women, but we have an absolute wonderful show. I say that every Thursday night for you. And before I bring on our guests to the show tonight, I just want to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women and also to tell you a little bit about the Micro Nonprofit Network, and then I'm going to bring our special guests on tonight. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And the Micro Nonprofit Networks help small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that tonight, but our show tonight, I'm going to be bringing on our guest in just a minute, but I just want to read a little bit of her bio to you all so that you all are aware of who Karen Bailey is, and then I'm going to bring her on. So Karen Bailey is a natural-born teacher, motivator, and problem solver. She has a gift for inspiring youth, career seekers, professionals, and business owners to see past their current situations, create winning strategies, and work toward their personal and academic and business and career goals. She encourages audience to prepare and position themselves for their opportunities. She advises that they surround themselves with positive people, visualize and use affirmations. I was going to say affirmations. Affirmations to enjoy the journey. She believes we need individuals in our lives who motivate us and hold us accountable. Her business and career training sessions are conducted one-on-one and in group settings. She has hosted numerous think tanks, seminars, meetings, training sessions. She believes that each one of us have a purpose, and she believes her role is to inspire individuals to rediscover their despite obstacles, issues, and difficult beginnings. As an influential leader in the business community, Ms. Bailey strives to make a positive difference in the lives of students, business owners, and clients. Ms. Bailey is the Executive Director of Youth and Family Empowerment Services. She founded Youth Earn and Learn Jobs for Kids, a business and workforce development training program for children ages 12 and 17. Karen Bailey, welcome to the show. It is a pleasure. I've been knowing you for a long, long while, and I don't want to go through and read all of your bio, but listening audience, this
all
is
right.
Karen Bailey. We're going to jump right in, but audience, thank you all so much for continuing to support Issues Concerning Women, the radio program. Every week we continue to look at our stats. We continue to see our numbers grow. We continue to see the audience listening in. So we know that we're having an impact, and our goal is to bring positive women and men to the show to talk about their community impact. And Karen, I've been knowing you for a long, long while, and I just want you to tell us why you wanted to start, why you started Youth Earn and Learn.
Why I started Youth Earn and Learn Jobs for Kids. The truth of the matter is I started a business back in 2006. And at the time that I started my company, I did like any new entrepreneur. You hear the adage, it takes money to make money, so you spend money wisely to help grow your business and everything. And as I was waiting for all of that to come together and take off, my son at that time was around 11 or 12, and he had the gimme gimmes, I gotta have it, and mommy just didn't have it like that anymore. And so I said, I need to teach this joker how to work just as hard as I am. He needs to learn how to earn. And with that thought in mind, thank God he put some things in my path. He allowed me to get an incredible deal on some Butterfinger candy bars. And this was like way before couponing, but he hooked the sister up. I wound up getting about 80 candy bars plus one of my favorite apples, and I walked out of Food Lion having only spent like 13 cents. So I had my youngster start selling candy bars. And, again, I had started my management company, and I was trying to do everything I could to help it to grow and to be successful. And so when he stopped selling candy bars at school, and we still had candy and other little things that I had purchased to go along with it available for sale, I scooped it all up, put it in an attractive basket, took it over to my church. And to my surprise, not only did young people want to buy the candy bars, that didn't surprise me, but what surprised me is that they wanted to help me sell it. So I had young people saying to me, Miss Karen, you know, can I help you sell these? And I said, well, sure. Here I am, an entrepreneur at heart. Sure. Do you want to get paid in candy or cash? Some said candy, some said cash, some said, can I have both? I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so we're selling candy. And then after a couple of weeks, there was a young man who said to me, Miss Karen, I can get my mom to buy me all of this stuff too. I said, yes, you can. Or you could work with Corey. He said, well, if I do that, then we could be a corporation. And I said, wow, I like the way he thinks.
Yeah.
What would it look like if somebody took the time to teach young people how to start businesses, thus building corporations? And that's how Youth Earn and Learn Jobs for Kids was born.
Wow.
And that was
doing tremendous work.
Yes, that was back in 2011. We have grown from our Butterfinger candy bar days and our honey buns to healthy things. So at this point, we connect healthy eating, which helps our bodies, with helping youth and helping our communities. And so we do fresh produce grab bags. And we have fresh produce that we receive every week, plus we have our community garden. And we're able to go into food deserts, areas where people live a mile or more away from grocery stores and actually are suffering not only from chronic diseases and malnutrition and death, but also in those food deserts, they're suffering from poverty, unemployment, and crime. And we know that Youth Earn and Learn Jobs for Kids, with our mobile fresh produce stands, that we are food desert solutions. And so as we recruit and train up our young people, we let them know that we are problem solvers. We are looking at our community. We're looking at the challenges that they're having in food deserts, looking at how it impacts so many of us and so many of our friends and relatives, and we are bringing solutions. We are bringing solutions. We're bringing answers to these situations. And so with Youth Earn and Learn Jobs for Kids, like I said, it's the healthy things now. Bye-bye, Butterfingers. Hello, all of our fresh produce, right? Our mobile fresh produce stands, as well as our five-day meal prep with our plant-based meals. And then we even added smoothies lately. So it's just been very organic, just God having his hand in it, his hand just blessing, just in the middle of all of the storms, him making a way. And being faithful, we're just taking step after step after step, and him just opening doors, and allowing us to just grow and have the awesome privilege of not only mentoring young people ages 12 and up, but also being able to be that light and being able to be that encouragement to our clients as well.
Yeah, and that's so important. It's just all inspiring just to hear this, because again, as I said, I go some years back with you, and I know how you started. I know when you did this. I remember when 2,000 kids. I mean, I don't know if that if that number is correct. Came to something that you were having when you first got started with this. So it's just so important. And so for those of you all who are listening, I'm interviewing and talking tonight with Karen Bailey, and she is a phenomenal entrepreneur. She's the president and CEO of Youth Earn and Learn. And you put a little tag on that. What did you say? Youth Earn and Learn Jobs for, go ahead, Karen. What was
kids.
That? You put a little tag on
kids.
That.
That's right.
Jobs for kids. We're all about mm-hmm. that. And for those of you all who are listening, basically what we're going to do tonight, because we only have a 30-minute show and we'll get to talking, 5 minutes has already gone by. And so we're not going to take mm-hmm. phone calls because I really mm-hmm. want to get Karen to answer all of the questions. So basically, if you want to reach out to Karen, how would the listening audience get a hold of you? Give us your email, phone number, website, whatever information
Wonderful.
That you want
Wonderful.
To put out there for them to know, and then we're going to move on to our next question. So, Karen, you go ahead on and tell the audience how they can connect with you.
Excellent. Okay, I can be reached by phone and text at 757-714-1789. That number again is 757-714-1789. We can also be reached via email, and that is at youthearnandlearn1@gmail.com. Again, youthearnandlearn1@gmail.com. I will spell it. That's youthearnandlearn1@gmail.com. And last but not least, we are on social media. We are on Facebook under Karen L. Bailey or Youth Earn and Learn Jobs-4-Kids. That's Youth Earn and Learn Jobs-4-Kids. And also Instagram, Jobs_4_Kids. Jobs_4_Kids. So either of those ways, social media, texting, or even by phone, you can give us a call. And we will welcome that. We will welcome that.
And certainly she will welcome that. And as we always do, we always say to our listening audience, can't help but brag upon you all, support Karen Bailey and what she's doing for the youth in our community. Support, and I'll say it again, support Karen Bailey for what she's doing with the youth in our community, which is going to lead me to my next question. We can't help but notice, Karen, how amazing you look right about now. And so is that a result of the fruits and vegetables that you're selling?
Absolutely it is. It is definitely a result of the fruits and vegetables as well as the education. I have switched over to the Daniel's Diet Plus Seafood and Poultry. I did that the same year I started Youth Earn and Learn Jobs for Kids back in 2011. And in my mind, mm-hmm. the Daniel's Diet, Daniel's Fast, was I could eat anything that grew, anything. So that would be
right.
our fruits, mm-hmm. our vegetables, our legumes, our nuts. I was like, all right, I can do this. Plus, I allowed myself to have seafood and poultry. What I found
okay.
out last year, after being on the Daniel's Fast since 2011, on my own, not consulting a physician or anything like that, and just really enjoying my fruits,
mm-hmm.
I found out last year that I was pre-diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking
yep.
an individual who doesn't do chocolate cake and chocolate icing, which is my absolute favorite. I don't do the Dairy Queen with the vanilla ice cream dipped in chocolate. I had given up all of that stuff. Don't do pizza. But I found myself pre-diabetic. And after
right.
I got over the shock, I told my doctor when she had said that she was going to be doing a diabetes prevention program, I said, I will be in your class with bells on. And so this class lasted a whole year. We met once.
Wow.
We met once a week. And
mm-hmm.
I started out with that class almost with a bit of a chip on my shoulder because I used to
mm-hmm.
wear a size 16. Being a part of
yes.
the following the Daniel's Diet plus seafood and poultry, I had dropped down to a size 10, 12. And here she's telling
mm-hmm.
me I'm pre-diabetic. I'm like, wait a minute. How could that be? So I'm in there still feeling
yeah.
like I'm okay. What's the problem? But I knew it had to be some sort of problem. Otherwise, I would not have been diagnosed. So I'm in that class.
Right.
And I'm going and I'm coming and I'm listening and I'm learning. And one of the things that I learned with fruits and vegetables, they are not all created equally. They are not.
Wow.
And so I started
yeah.
making the necessary changes to my Daniel's diet that was conducive
mm-hmm.
for my health. And so here I go
yes.
in like a size 10, 12, and 1 year later, I drop down to a size 4, 6. Me,
Wow.
Miss natural body weight size 16 for most of my adult life, down to a 4'6".
Yes.
And the beauty of it is I knew when I switched over to the Daniels diet back in 2011, it wasn't a yo-yo diet anymore. It was going to be my lifestyle change, my lifestyle change. Now with the education piece that happened over the past year, it again enhanced the choices that I was making, the commitment that, yes, this is my lifestyle. This is what I do. Now I do it even wiser. God not only blessed me and allowed me to lose some weight, but most importantly, he restored my health. And it's like no more worrying about diabetes or anything like that, but it's understanding that it's one of the philosophers, he said that we should eat to live, not live to eat.
Yes.
So when we make our choices, there's so many superfoods available through our fresh fruits and vegetables. And every week through Youth Earn and Learn Jobs for Kids on our mobile stands, we have superfoods. And these superfoods have so many health benefits. That's why they're called a superfood. You know, celery, you know, it has negative calories. It has all of these health benefits. And when you eat it, it can actually, like Pac-Man, eat up some calories from something else that you ate. So it's like all these different vegetables that you can eat that enhance your health, that treat rheumatoid arthritis, that prevent cancer. And all of our superfoods fight or prevent cancer. There are things like sweet potatoes that actually help you control your diabetes. It's things that naturally lower your cholesterol. And so, yes, we attribute my new size and my new outlook to, the fresh fruits and vegetables, making the better choices. Absolutely. And even with our five-day meal prep, we incorporate what we learned over this past year being a part of Dr. Newby's outstanding diabetes prevention program and the Daniels diet with seafood and poultry. We incorporate all of that into the five-day meal prep where we can do breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we make sure those things are healthy for our clients. And our goal is always to make it nutritious and delicious. And when we eat our cabbage steaks and cauliflower steaks and are introducing these new things to our clients and it tastes so good and it's so healthy, it's like, we can do this. We as a community can do this. We can take back our health.
Exactly. Now, I mean, I know you all, I know my listening audience, you all are chomping at the bits. Sorry, but you can't ask her any questions because I got to answer so many questions. And so one of the things that I wanted to, I mean, there were so many questions in my mind as you were talking, and of course that's not active listening when you got questions going on in your head, but can you tell the listening audience where some of the stands are, and does Dr. Newby still offer that class? Because I think that is important for the listening audience, because that's something that I've said myself. I said, okay, at 58, I really have to really get on the ball in terms of taking my health into my own hand. I'll never forget. I attended a workshop in D.C., and one of the doctors that was on the panel, he said, health care is self-care. And that was kind of like that, you know, it shook me because he was saying it's in your hand, that you can come up with, they can come up with all of these other strategies and things that they're trying to get people to do to fight obesity. But if you don't take it into your own hand, you are not really advocating for yourself when it comes to health. And so that's something that's been ringing in my ear. So if you could tell the listening audience, one, where these stands are, where they can get, you know, more information, come out, purchase, because I'm going to be doing that as well. And then about Dr. Newby's class.
And we deliver. And we deliver.
Okay. And so we, oh, my God, come on now. We come to 7
heaven
right about now.
We do deliver. And on Mondays, we run our stand out of the Stanhope House, which is in Norfolk, near Norfolk State. Stanhope House is in this historic Chesterfield Heights neighborhood, and the address is 2715 Stanhope Avenue. So on Mondays after 1 o'clock, our stand is open and it's available for you to be able to purchase. We do accept debit, credit, SNAP, EBT, Venmo, PayPal, the Cash App, as well as Cold Hard Cash is King. So we have all those different payment methods that we accept. And on Tuesdays, Dr. Newby has invited us to her practice. I'm speaking of Dr. Olivia Newby and Dr. James Newby. A lot of people are familiar with Dr. Keith Newby, but I'm talking about his brother and his sister-in-law. And so their practice is over there on Majestic and Corkru, and it is in the New Walk Medical Building right next door to Norfolk State. So we're over there on Tuesdays. Now that summer is here and our ambassadors are out of school, we're able to, with more consistency, come on out on Tuesdays and be there. And we are there from 10 o'clock till 2 on Tuesdays. And we have an excellent partnership with Norfolk Redevelopment Housing Authority. We do go to their senior facilities. So we go to Bobbitt, we go to Sykes, we go to Partray. So different senior facilities, we actually take our mobile fresh produce stands over to those areas. We're even to the point now where we're expanding and we have some of our healthy snacks and our produce and stuff like that over in Newport News at one of the convenience stores over there. And, of course, we do our Facebook Live posts usually on Mondays, and we show what sort of fresh fruits and vegetables we have, what our featured healthy snacks are, what our featured five-day meal prep is for the week. And, like I said, we will deliver. So if you give us a call at 757-714-1789, we can always tell you what we have available for the week. We do offer conventionally grown items. We have our community garden. We offer organics. Plus, we work with a local fresh produce distributor, a lot of our produce as well.
Wow.
On Wednesdays, we have been over at the Southside Aquatic Center at their 50-plus Splash Club that has been sponsored by the Norfolk Public Health Department. But they take the summer off. And what some of the participants have done is express an interest in our healthy cooking class or a five-day meal prep class. And I'm open to that. If that's something you and your listeners would like, just call us and let us know. And so we're looking at getting that started on Wednesdays to make that available. However, I will say this. Our ambassadors, I met with them on today, and I just went around the table and I asked them, how much money do you want to make this summer? How much money? And I heard things from $750 to $1,000. You know, they're naming these numbers. And the way that they're able to earn is by your audience and others like them supporting not only our fresh produce stands and our five-day meal prep, but, Veronica, we also do services. So we do our yard care, our senior care, moving services, flyer distribution, social media assistance, cleaning and organizing. So we're a phone call away. You just let us know that you need some help, and we will come out, give you an estimate, let you know what the project would run, and we will bring out a team of supervised young people to come in and help complete these different projects that you may have. We can come on a regular and consistent basis and take care of your yard if that's what you would like us to do. On our Facebook page, you will see a video that we did where we said we tamed the beast. And you will see this yard where it had grass up to their waist. And 3 hours later, that yard was just pristine. It was just incredible looking. And so we have young people that we're reaching at just the right stage. Again, we're all about keeping kids off the streets and raising our next generation of CEOs and entrepreneurs. The projects that you have turn into real opportunities for our kids to roll up their sleeves, break a sweat, learn how to work hard, work smart, and earn money.
That is absolutely wonderful. And it's just one of those things that warms your heart because we hear so much information about, negative information, if you will, about youth and all of this stuff, and they're getting in trouble, and they're doing this, that, and the other. And, and then here you are showing the other side of it. It's just marvelous. And I really can't believe that we're down to our last 6 minutes, Karen. And so I want
to
That's what I say. That's why I do not do questions because it's so interesting and because I know our audience and one question will lead us into the 30 minutes and I don't want to do that. I want you to just take 1 minute, Karen, because we got six here, and talk a little bit about why is it important to teach young people entrepreneur skills early, because that is exactly what you're doing. Stuff that was unheard of when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
It was babysitting and babysitting
mm-hmm.
only. That was all you had. And so tell us in this 1 minute, if you could just tell us, why is that so important, Karen?
It is so important because, and this is a conversation I had with them on today, when projects are done, when deals are made, there's money on the table, and it could be $200, it could be $300, it could be $3 million. It doesn't even matter. But it's a sum of money that's on the table ready to be made. When you are the entrepreneur,
yes.
when you are the executive, you make the decisions as to how that money is going to be dispersed, how that money is going to be shared. When you are just the employee,
yeah.
you have got to just be satisfied with that $7.25 an hour or $10 an hour, whatever it is that you agree
mm-hmm.
to work for. But as
exactly.
entrepreneurs, you get the whole pot. And with that whole pot,
mm.
you call the shots. You make the decisions.
Yes.
And that's why we want to create more entrepreneurs, because we want to create more job creators that can open the door and give opportunities to more young people and help them to rise above what's going on in these food deserts. We want to reduce
wow,
the whole crime and unemployment and
yes.
poverty, turn those sorts
yeah.
of things around. And as entrepreneurs, that's what you have the ability to do.
That's what you heard it. So, which is leading me to my second 1 minute question that I
okay.
have for you, Karen.
Okay.
How can our listening audience get involved in terms of helping the youth? What are your needs for your organization right now in terms of volunteers?
Oh, my God, thank you for asking that. Our mobile fresh produce stands can be doing so much more, but I have not figured out a way to be in more than one place at a time. Our young people
mm.
must be supervised, and if we have volunteers
yes.
that we will train to help supervise and run our mobile fresh produce stands, then they can go with our ambassadors who themselves have learned how to run those stands, but they need an adult to supervise them. Therefore, we could
yeah.
have 4 and 5 mobile fresh produce stands all over Hampton Roads going on all at the same
wow.
time, because the need
mm-hmm.
is so great in these food deserts. And when you have people who understand that there's a certain way we're used to having collard greens, there's a certain way that we're used to having cabbage, but we're saying, well, here, try it this way. Taste it like this.
Yes.
And we're introducing them
yes.
to apricots and yellow watermelon and fresh
yeah.
pineapple and kiwi. I have senior citizens that say, I had never had kiwi before. So we're introducing them to
wow.
all of these healthy, fresh fruits and vegetables that taste so good. That's what our volunteers can help
mm.
us with. They can help us set up
mm-hmm.
these stands. And, again, we need the supervision of our young people, because we cannot leave them unattended. We're teaching them how to run these stands,
yes.
but we need some adults to be able to be there to be able to assist.
Yeah.
And then if they have,
mm.
well, I don't know if I can do that. Well, can you help us with transportation? Because sometimes young people yearn to be a part of Youth Earn and Learn Jobs for Kids, but they don't have a way to get over to where we meet over at the Stanhope House right there near Norfolk State, or they don't have a way to get
mm-hmm.
home. So if they
yeah.
can help with that. And if
yeah.
they could help spread the word that, hey, if you need your yard care done, if you have some projects around the house, call this organization. That is a tremendous help. I even have a senior citizen, God bless him. When I send a post, he shares that post. And he'll put his little caption
yeah.
up there. You know what time it is? It's fresh produce time, you know, and he will just share. So that is even a tremendous help. So we need volunteers in different capacities to be able to assist.
Yeah.
And we are looking at ways that we can involve the youth and their families so that we can all break these cycles that we as a community find ourselves going through.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's so much. And, you know, as you were talking, as we roll down, I can hear our announcer counting us down.
Okay.
There's just so many ways. And I was sitting there thinking about this, Karen. I
mm-hmm.
know that for us, basically, we'll be able to provide some bus tickets for the kids if they got to get
yes.
from one place to the other, because that's one of the things that we do. And those of you all who are listening, you have to get involved. One of the things that we do, and I appreciate being the co-host with Francine Humphrey from Issues Concerning Women, is that we want the community involved, but we also want the community to help those entrepreneurs that we bring on board because, again, this is a nonprofit organization that's growing,
that's
and
true.
We know that could grow further if we get your help.
Yes.
Karen Bailey, it has been
yes.
an absolute wonderful conversation with you tonight. We're going to have to bring you back on because, again, 30 minutes is not
enough.
Thank
you.
And hopefully we'll be able to bring you on soon. Thank you so much, my friend, and we'll be talking, okay?
Thank you for having me. Blessings. Walk in peace.
You're welcome. Same to you. Okay, that's our show for tonight. We are praying that everyone have a absolute wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. Know that basically we are and you are blessed, and we will see you on next Thursday. Bye-bye for now.